We sit down, our plates full of food that only costs us a dollar at an organic vegetable restaurant place. We see it just plop down in front of us. We start eating it, and we had just joined a random person eating at the table. As we're kind of talking, I mention, you know, we're saying, what do you do, what do you do, and what do you do? And me, my friend is a holistic counselor. And as we're talking to the guy, I mention how I'm helping people with depression. And he kind of just looks at me and he goes, oh, you want to know a great way to overcome depression? I say, of course, I would like to hear a great way to overcome depression. And he looks at me and he says, well, all I do is I just get on YouTube and I look up Anthony Robbins videos and motivational speeches. And I could tell my friend was feeling the same thing, because in my head, I'm sitting there thinking, well, if all you have to do is look up a motivational video on YouTube, chances are that we're not talking about the same kind of depression here. The depression that I've experienced, where you literally fall down on the ground and you're so depressed you want to blow your head off and your mind's racing and you're just laying there staring at the ceiling for 2 hours, watching an Anthony Robbins video on YouTube is not going to do anything. And so as I went home, I was really thinking about how over time I've really realized how much I used to disassociate from my feelings of depression and think they weren't real, and how dangerous that was to my recovery. I realized most people, when they think of depression, they think of sadness. And this is where the miscommunication happens. When we're depressed, we feel no pleasure, we hate ourselves, we have no energy, and we're stuck in that state of mind. We can't get out of it. Trust, if I could think positive and just snap out of it, trust me, I would, but I can't. That's why I'm going crazy and I'm depressed. But most people, if they haven't really experienced that degree of depression, they're thinking more of sadness. They're thinking of feeling sad for a few days because they're down on their business or their relationships, versus some person for 2 months who hasn't been able to maintain a job and do anything at all because of how horrible they feel. When you're sad, watching a video like that will get you out of your funk. If you're feeling down, Tony Robbins is the man. What is so bizarre is going through my own recovery and overcoming depression, how much of that was spent thinking that depression wasn't real, disassociating from my feelings of I hate myself and I want to die, just thinking, no, that's just sadness. I just got to get motivated. I just got to snap out of it. I was going crazy because I was trying to tell people what was going on, but it was so, you know, out of the ordinary to other people. They would just say, you know, oh, it's all in your head. And so I'm trying to describe how I'm feeling to other people. Everyone around me was just saying, no, it's just in your head. And so from that point, I don't even trust my own feelings. I don't even trust myself, because I'm feeling these feelings, but they must not be real because I don't know what that is, and everyone else is telling me that what I'm experiencing is weird and bizarre. When telling people all these experiences and having them not validate that they were real, I started questioning whether they were real myself. Over time, you will start to disassociate from yourself because you don't trust what you're feeling and what is real for you. If you are experiencing severe low self-esteem all the time, no energy, no motivation, no enthusiasm, obsessive thoughts or even no obsession at all, laying in bed all day, hating life, or feeling completely numb all the time, they aren't just in your head. If you're feeling those things, you're feeling those things. When we're dissociating from our true feelings and what we're experiencing, that is when we're not going to be able to ask for help. That's when we're not going to be able to seek the root cause of our depression and get recovery. If you're depressed, it's important to realize that you're depressed. It's okay. You're there. That's where you're at. We need to realize that depression is real. When you're feeling these things, you're trying to tell people, you're not crazy. If they don't understand, it's not their fault. They just don't know what you're talking about, because depression, the word is used so much that people don't know what, if it's sadness, if you're in this severe state of depression, they don't know what's going on. It wasn't until that experience that I've talked about a lot, where I went skydiving and I felt like complete crap afterwards. I jumped out of a freaking plane, landed on the ground, parachute, my own parachute and everything, and I still felt nothing, is when I just said, look, if you jumped out of a plane and you're still depressed, something's going on. That's when I finally accepted, look, these depressive things that you're experiencing, they are real, they are going on. People, you know, it might be painful to say, other people might not know how to handle it, but I know what's going on within myself. That's when I was able to actually seek help, seek and find the root causes of why I was feeling that way every day and fix them. So I really encourage you guys, if you're watching this video and you know deep down that you don't feel 100% like you should, or you've been depressed for too long, to just realize you don't need to disassociate from your feelings. Whatever you're thinking, whatever you're feeling is a real experience, and it's important to take those in, see what they mean, and then really start looking at the root causes, start looking at all these different areas of your life. For me, it came down to taking some vitamins, supplements, amino acids, overcoming nutrient deficiencies and mineral deficiencies, and really changing up my diet and adding on a few other foundational concepts. Hope you guys enjoyed this video. Let me know if you've had any similar experiences with disassociating from yourself and from your feelings and experiencing depression as a real thing in your lives.